This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week. He should be, Lord willing, back in the captain's chair on Monday. Look forward to having Tim back. I'm joined in studio by J.J. Jasper and Kendra White. It is first-time callers. The number is 888-589-8840. We are in the last segment of Trivia Friday.
So your question about teeth, will you repeat that, Kendra, please?
I will. So how many teeth should an adult human have?
So my redneck friend, Travis Haley, says, does the amount of teeth depend on what state they're from?
Not the national state average.
I can think of six. Here's the deal. I can rattle off six states right now and offend all six of them. Thank you, Travis. You made me laugh out. You made me LOL, buddy.
That was funny. All right. Let's go back to the phones, Kendra.
Okay, let's go to Janice. Janice, tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Grant, Michigan.
Wonderful.
I wish you guys had more lakes. But it is what it is.
We do. Maybe not as much as Minnesota, but we do have some.
Have you ever heard of Fried Green Tomatoes?
Yes, I love that movie.
Have you ever? Well, have you ever had any?
Steel Magnolias.
Have you ever eaten any?
Yes, I have. Yes, they're very good. My husband loves to cook, so I love to eat whatever he cooks.
Wonderful.
Wow. So you've had them in Michigan, or were you traveling down south and tried them?
I've actually had them in Ohio. Okay. I used to live in Ohio.
Maybe the movie Fried Green Tomatoes made it known more nationally.
Right.
Yes.
Janice, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both. I've been the first-time caller, and I love the show. It's the greatest. It wakes me up every morning, and not the whole show, but the KFR. I just love the whole situation. You guys are great.
Thank you for your kind words. Well, which question do you feel confident about?
With Kendra's question, what does Jehovah Jireh mean, and where is it found in the Bible?
Yes, ma'am. What's your answer?
It's God provides. He will provide, and it's found in Genesis 22:14.
Awesome. Can you tell us what the story is around it?
Yes.
And that was for the ram, is that right?
With Abraham.
Mm-hmm. And Isaac.
And God provided.
Well, the story was like, Papa, there's the wood and there's the altar. Where's the sacrifice? Mm-hmm. And that's when Abraham said, God will provide. Yeah.
Amen.
I love that story.
So powerful.
Good. And it's true for you listening now and you say, wait, I've got this much money, only this much money and this many bills. I'm sunk. Mm-hmm. It just means curtains for me. God is a provider, mm-hmm. and Amen. He will be there for you. And oftentimes we've found out that it comes in a way that you're like, well, I never counted on this happening. And that's one more way that we're quick to give God the glory.
He's creative Amen. And dramatic. He comes in at the last minute with
And this is a good time to put in a word for your pastor, tithe. Mm-hmm. It's biblical. It's important. And that's just one more reason, because then you have verses like Malachi where he'll open up the window of heaven and pour out so much blessing. There'll be times you go, I just can't seem to contain all this favor and love and mercy and forgiveness from the Lord. So very important to tithe, not talking about legalism, talking about obedience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. In our 50 years of marriage, we have seen God provide us with so much over those years, and it's been wonderful. Yeah.
Amen. Well, Janice, do you have a question for us?
I do. I heard another somebody from Michigan, from Grand Haven. It reminded me of my mother. She was in the Coast Guard, and they had a name for this Coast Guard Reserve. It was during the World War II, and what was the name of the Coast Guard Women's Reserve?
Okay, we're going to talk among ourselves. Is it WAX that you had, like with the aviators?
That was Women's Air Corps.
Right, and so I wonder what the Coast Guard...
Was WAVE? That doesn't make sense. That sounds familiar. I just can't recall. I can remember WAX, but I want to say it was WAVE. But that may not be specific to the Coast Guard. That may be what she's asking. All right, you know what? I think you've stumped
us. We're stumped. But this is great trivia. What's the answer?
It's a spire.
A spire?
Spire. S-P-A-R.
S-P-A-R.
Semper paratus, always ready. They took the Coast Guard motto and used an acronym and made it into the SPARS. That was the reserve that was only for 2 years and during World War II.
That's incredible.
That's great.
Wow, and the Coast Guard was very important for keeping our coasts, obviously, safe from Nazi patrols with their U-boats and those kinds of things. So, wow, that is great. That is great trivia, Janice. And you said your mom, or who'd you say was in
the... My mother was in World War II, yep. And
she
joined up. There was no sons in the family. And during World War II, she said, I'm going to do my part. So she dedicated two of her years there. And then they commissioned a spar Coast Guard ship in Alaska, and they flew her to Alaska to be part of that. And all these elderly ladies came marching in with their Coast Guard motto and parade, and it was wonderful. They treated them like rock stars.
It's incredible.
That's a great piece of patriotic history.
We're just talking with someone whose uncle had flown a P-38 Lightning and escorted FDR. Wow. And so now we're talking with someone whose mother served in World War II and the other ladies who served as well.
Right.
Well, that's just a powerful testimony.
Thank you, Janice.
It truly was the greatest generation.
And we can hear your love for the Lord and knowing Scripture. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for loving Jesus and reading God's Word. And thank you for listening to Christian Radio, listening to AFR. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
All right, let's continue on. Where do we go next?
Okay, we have Manuel, and he has been waiting patiently, calling in from New Mexico. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how's it going? Esteemed professors.
Thank you.
You know, we do love to be esteemed, you know, so no, not in a prideful way. Well, I guess I did say it like that, didn't I? Well, Manuel, where do you live in New Mexico?
Actually, I don't. I'm visiting New Mexico. We're having a celebration of life for my grandmother that passed away late last year.
Okay.
But I'm actually from Texas.
Okay. All right.
Well, sorry for your loss. And what part of Texas are you from?
I'm going to say Dallas because obviously it's an outskirt. It's like East Dallas. It's one of the little small cities. Garland, Texas.
The bedroom community. That's right. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Actually, I'd like to do both today.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, since my fellow Texan took my Jerry West question, I will be answering the Tyson question, actually.
All right. Here's the question. This was dubbed The Sound and the Fury. We're talking 1997. Whose ear did boxer Mike Tyson bite off in a professional boxing match?
Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield. Yeah. Now, here's the deal. That's one more reason you don't want to get on steroids. You've heard of that roid rage. It can come at any time during any kind of a sports event. But when you're out there on the boxing match and you got them gloves on and your knee-jerk reaction is to bite a man's ear off, that's not a good thing. That was a bad day for Evander Holyfield.
Oh, my word.
Hey, Manuel, did you have to look that up? Did you, I don't know how old you are. Do you remember it?
I actually remember watching that fight. I don't remember how old I was, but I'm 40 now, so I definitely remember watching that fight.
That
was quite a fight. The part I remember is afterwards when Evander said that he's never been able to get headphones to fit right after that incident. That was just so tough. You'll try to listen to music, and you're like, man, why does this keep sliding off? Hey, what's your question for us?
So I have a two-part question for y'all. Actually, in the United States, what is the state with the most counties, and how many counties is that?
Louisiana's not going to be
you
in
multiple choice on the amount of counties if you need that.
We do need that.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
So do you know which state has the most counties?
All right. Hang on. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Manuel. Just hang on 1 second. All right, well, I'm guessing Texas.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Ooh, that's
so big.
Guess.
Yeah. Now, the counties are going to be bigger. Some of the counties are going to be bigger than Delaware.
Yes. True. You don't think it's like Alaska, do you? I mean.
No, I don't think so.
Texas is a great guess.
Yeah. Texas. Sure. We're gonna say Texas. Are we? How close are we, Manuel?
You're on the dot, actually, with Texas. If you said Delaware, I mean, come on now. Delaware has three counties.
No, I'm saying some of the counties in Texas, the landmass is as big as the state of Delaware because everything's bigger in Texas.
Okay, there you
go. All right, so give us a
multiple choice.
Multiple choice on how many
multiple
counties.
Multiple choice. We have A, 96, B, 185, or C, 254.
I'm going to go with 96. That's a lot of counties.
That's a lot of,
sounds good to me.
Any of those numbers.
Yeah. We'll say 96.
It's actually C, guys. 254 counties in the state of Texas.
What? Wait, what? 254 counties.
And that's why when we were driving to California that time, we started in Orange, and by the time we came out at El Paso or whatever, and we've been driving two and a half days crossing Texas.
No, that is...
Wow!
Especially West Texas. It just goes on forever.
But now, how many counties again? 200 and how many?
54?
254 counties.
That's remarkable.
Dear
did you grow up in Texas, Manuel?
I did not. I actually grew up in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah. Okay, I was wondering if
my parents migrated to Texas in 94 after the Rodney King riots.
Okay. Surely the kids in school don't have to memorize all the counties. Like they do in Mississippi, I think they do.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
I guess if you want to run for a
county commissioner.
Yeah, you got a lot of options.
Wide open.
Well, hey, look, there you go, folks. If you were on the fence wondering if everything is bigger in Texas, now we know that it's absolutely true.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend. Have a good Father's Day if you're a dad. And we say that to all you fathers. Thank you for how you protect and provide and lead your family. Pray for dads.
Amen.
We need wisdom. We need to be consistent. I'm speaking for a friend.
Well, and I do want to say you don't have to pray for any of those things for me. I'm a grandfather. I'm never consistent with the way I treat my grandkids compared to the way I treated my kids. And I show absolutely no wisdom when it comes to my grandkids.
Sugar.
That's right.
Send them home.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. Let's go ahead and reset our questions one last time before the end of the show for those that are here at the tail end so that they can pick a question to try to answer. Go ahead.
Okay. I have two remaining questions. How many teeth should an adult human have? And how many centimeters are in an inch? And how many feet are in a yard?
All right. I have three because I had added some. Who was the first sitting U.S. president to appear on television? Second question, everyone knows Superman is the alter ego of Clark Kent. Who is the alter ego for the character named Barry Allen? And then third question, there are no bones in a shark. True or false? Did that get answered? No, it was the other shark question.
Yeah, other shark.
There are no bones in a shark. True or false?
Here's what I've got. True or false? According to official Major League Baseball rules, there are 13 ways a pitcher can balk. Is that true that there are 13 ways a pitcher can balk? True or false? Then I'll add one since we have 10 minutes left. Who did Tony Romo replace in 2006 as the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback? Now, we know that Dak Prescott replaced Tony Romo. Who did Tony Romo replace in 2006 as the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback?
All right.
Back
to the phones.
Let's go to Texas again. We got another Texan. Rihanna, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on the air. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I'm so excited.
Awesome.
Wow. We love that kind of enthusiasm. We really do. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from in Texas?
I'm in the Dallas area, so kind of where the black collar was saying from, but I'm more north.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Rihanna, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both, please.
Okay. Which one do you want to try to answer?
Okay, well, I was going to do the Mike Tyson one, but I guess I'm going to do the adult teeth one.
Okay.
Actually, no, sorry.
Let's see
sorry,
if you
can. I do the measurement one? Sorry.
Yes, the measurement one. Okay, the measurement one is how many centimeters are in an inch and how many feet are in a yard?
I was just trying to think in my brain if I could figure it out, but is the answer 3 for both?
The answer is 3 for feet, but not correct for centimeters. So we'll give you 50% on that one.
Okay. Aww. And you made it easier. You made it easier for the next person. You're able to pay it forward.
There you go.
What's your question for us?
Okay. So I'm originally from Seattle, Washington. So my question is based from that area.
So it's going to be a grunge music or coffee question. We're ready.
not quite, but close. What's the date that the kingdom got demolished?
What's the date that what got demolished?
The kingdom. So where, like, the Sonics used to play basketball.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
Kingdom.
Kingdom. The date that it got demolished. Oh, that's a great question.
While we're stalling, my son-in-law is from Tacoma, so and he always says Seattle just to make it a little closer, like hand grenades and horseshoes. But he's from your area there.
Yeah, my sister lives in the Seattle area.
Right.
So
now she's a grunge singer, right?
No.
Coffee drinker?
Oh, yeah. My family, big coffee drinkers. All right. Hey, listen, we're clearly stumped.
What's the answer?
March 26th of 2000.
March 26th of 2000. That's 24 years ago.
It's
hard to believe.
Yeah, it really does.
Was it
really
a big event that they, like, filmed it and it, like,
probably.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Did it live, and everyone knew when it was going to happen.
Okay.
And we all tuned in and watched it. People actually went down to see it in person. So
wow.
It was a big deal back then.
That's good. Well, thank you again for listening to AFR, and God bless you. Have a great weekend.
I'll tell you what, the Texans are just showing out today.
Yes, they really are. They are.
We're going to go to Cindy from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you?
Doing wonderful.
Doing well.
Yay. Hey,
what part of Texas are you from?
Originally Pasadena, which is out of Houston.
Now, which one of the 254 counties do you live in?
But now I live in Cherokee County.
Okay.
Cherokee, okay. All right. Well, Cindy, welcome to Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I could probably do both, but let's, what do we want to do? How about the shark?
Okay, here's the question. Cindy, there are no bones in a shark. Is that true or false?
False.
It is true. Sharks
really?
Have no bones. They have all cartilage.
Cartilage.
Yeah, all cartilage. So
pretty impressive.
Even in their jaws?
That's true. It's true. No bones.
Wow.
I'm making no bones about this.
Oh, nice.
That's kind
nice.
Of,
oh, that was really good.
Thank you, Cindy. Your sarcasm is noted.
Hey, Cindy, did you want to ask us one, or did you just want to go with answering ours?
Do we want to ask one?
Tony Romo.
What about Tony Romo?
Well, we are. That's another question. But if you don't have a question for us, we'll let you go. Thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you and the team. That was a team effort.
That's right.
Good to hear the ones in the car participating.
Okay, let's do another caller. We have Patricia. Patricia, tell us where you're calling from.
Ponca City.
All right.
All right, Pontus.
P-O-N-C-A, Ponca City.
Okay.
In Oklahoma.
Okay. Good. All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Patricia?
I'm going to do both, and just about all my questions that I really knew were all answered.
Okay.
All
right.
Isn't that how it happens, though?
So,
Which one? Do you have one you want to take a shot at?
Well, I'm not sure on the teeth, But it would that? Can you ask me some of the questions or put them through?
We're getting close on time. I've got a true or false question, so you got 50-50. You want to try that?
Which one is that?
It's according to the Major League Baseball rules, there are 13 ways a pitcher can balk. Is that true or false?
I remember one I don't think was answered. What about the Clark Kent one?
Okay, here you go, Patricia. I'll ask it again. Everyone knows Superman is the alter ego of Clark Kent. Who is the alter ego for the character named Barry Allen?
Oh, Barry Allen. I'm sorry, I don't know that one.
Okay.
Here, I was thinking of Clark Kent and Superman because I grew up with that.
Do you want to try the true-false question?
True or false question, which one would that be? No, I'll go with the teeth.
Okay, how many teeth should an adult human have?
Well, it could be anywhere from 28 to 32.
32
nicely
is correct.
32.
That's
32.
The four wisdom
done.
Teeth
that's
are included.
Wisdom.
Yeah, with wisdom.
It depends
teeth.
On the size mouth, and I have dentures, so I counted them.
Oh, there you go.
That's all why right. She's asking us all these questions. She's quickly counting.
Yeah, counting.
Hey, do you have a question for us?
Yes. Mark Lowry, what year did he write Mary, Did You Know? And what year did he finally get someone that put the music to it that he liked? And
okay.
What year?
Wow. Okay, I've got a little backstory, yeah. But I'm not going to be not going to have the thing. A church program, uh-huh. An Easter program. He just wrote that for the church.
For the
program.
Church. Wow.
Mark Lowry, the comedian,
yeah. Wrote "Mary, Did You Know?" But it was just part of the. They needed filler. During
what?
A couple of the scenes, so he wrote that as filler, and about 2 years later, he pitched that, and it became the song. It's one of my all-time favorite
yeah.
Christmas
we
songs.
We do it almost
oh,
every year.
Oh, I said
year.
Easter. It was a Christmas program yeah. At a local Baptist church, and then I think it was 2 years later that he pitched it, and that became a song that we know.
Wow.
It was a poem. It was
a
reading.
What year he wrote that
See,
song.
I can't remember, but I remember the story, but I can't that's remember amazing. The year. What year
I'm gonna
was
say,
it?
I'm going to say 2012, because it seems
no,
like
no, he wrote it in 1984,
wow.
And 7 years later, he found the person to put it to music. And who is that person?
That is a harmonica player, and his name is... But I think like Buddy Green. Let's see. What is his name?
Hey, we're almost out of
yeah.
Time,
what's
Patricia.
The, what's his
what's,
name?
What's the answer?
Buddy Green. He wrote it in 1991.
Good
right.
Job, Jay.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that old.
He's a harmonica wow. Player, but he wrote it as a poem huh. For filler during a Christmas program.
Hey,
yeah.
Thank you, Patricia.
God bless
great,
you.
Great trivia there. Okay, we're just about out of time,
answers.
So let's go ahead and do our answers.
How many centimeters are in an inch, fellas?
Is no. It like 2.58?
2.54.
Okay.
And I think that's everything. I got all of mine.
All right. Who is the first U.S. sitting president on television? FDR, Franklin
okay.
Delano
yep.
Roosevelt. And Barry Allen was known as?
The Hulk?
Oh, Kendra, the Flash.
The Flash.
He,
okay.
He was the Flash.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I was stumped on that, too. 13 ways a pitcher can balk.
I'm going to say that's true.
100% true.
Wow, I'd hate
wow.
To have to name them.
I know it. And then who did Tony Romo replace in 2006 as the Dallas Cowboys starting QB?
Was it Troy Aikman?
Nope. Another guess?
I don't know.
Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, folks, that is all the trivia we have for today. More great programming directly ahead, though, on American Family Radio.
And dads, again, we're thankful for you. Enjoy your special day.